Welcome to Freelance Gems, a podcast designed to help you make your service-based business a whole lot less work and a whole lot more fun. Hi, everybody. I hope you're doing well. Today, we're talking about how to decide what type of website investment is right for you. So if you're new here, my name is Isabel. I am a web designer by trade, a Squarespace web designer specifically, and I'm also the founder of Opal Templates, which is a Squarespace template shop for online service providers. So I have experience with fully custom design as well as templatized design, which is my favorite, and I'm going to explain why it's so cool today. But I also have been just a regular freelancer, and I DIY'd my website when I first started out before I was a web designer. So I'm going to share what I think are kind of the pros and cons of DIY websites. So hopefully this will help you out if you've been trying to decide DIYing your website is the right choice, or you're considering investing in custom design. Of course, you're going to have, you have to buy a domain and you're going to have some hosting fees, but it's probably not going to be more than like 20 or 40 bucks to get it started, and then 10 or 20 bucks every month after that. So the totally DIY option is really good if you're brand new and you aren't really sure if you even want to build an online business yet, or you haven't made really any money yet. You're just dipping your toes in, right? Because we all start there for a moment. Maybe we're still working a regular job, or we're like, do I work at Taco Bell or do I try this out? Because it's a big hurdle. It's a totally different world. You might find out you don't like it, or you don't like what you're offering at first. So I recommend starting with something that's a very low investment so that there's not a big loss if you decide you don't like freelancing, or you don't make any money for this first 3 months or something, and you've just paid for this super expensive website. So to keep costs as low as possible, DIYing your website is a great option at first. The drawbacks are it's probably gonna look like a lot of other websites, unless, you're a web designer, because you'll probably be using a template, which I hope you do, because that will save you a lot of time. Because the other con is that it is a huge time suck to DIY your website, especially if you're bad at tech, or if you're a procrastinator like me and use your DIY website as an excuse to not do money-making things in your business. So that's just my warning. It can be a never-ending journey DIYing your website. There's always going to be like a new page to add or a new picture. It might take a while to launch, even just learning the website builder platform. And it might, it's probably going to be a little jankier than a designer-made template or custom design. But if you're brand new, that's totally okay. So I put together some kind of metrics or whatever, guideposts you can use to figure out if it's the right time for DIY, and for each one of these different levels. So the time for DIY websites is when you're still a big generalist, you're just freelancing, doing whatever you can, kind of trying out different things. You don't have a niche, maybe you don't have a really real brand yet, or your brand is just brand new and you're not really sure you're going to stick with it yet. Other kind of guideposts you can use is when you've made 0 to 4K in your business, or when you're 0 to 90 days into freelancing. These are kind of loose measurements based off of my own experience, and also the fact that you're supposed to spend less than 10% of your revenue on marketing. So, if you're making $0, you're going to want to spend $0 investing in that website. The next level is designer-made website templates. And these range from $99, $200 to $500, even $600+. There's kind of a big spectrum here, but what you'll typically find is that they're in the hundreds. So mid-hundreds, definitely below 1,000 unless it's getting installed for you. And they're kind of this nice little middle range, like Goldilocks moment. So if you find that you're ready to move out of the DIY stage, but not quite ready for fully custom design, which I understand because that is a huge investment, starting from a designer-made website template can save you a lot of time. Plus, it can also help your business run smoother and actually make more income for like years to come, depending on how long you end up using it and also how good it is. So, do your research. Now, so I can't count, for every template out there, but at least with Opal templates, you're gonna get baked in website strategy designed to attract your ideal client and also turn off the not so ideal clients with purchase of your template. So it's more than just a website, right? It's actually baking in some marketing strategy in there that ideally should make your life a lot easier if you're a service provider. And this also comes down to the research part. So you want to choose a template that's built for your niche. So if you're not a service provider, you don't want one of my templates, most likely, unless you're in a kind of adjacent industry, you know, course creation, coaches, that all works. But if you do construction, it's not going to be the template for you. But luckily, there are people out there that make templates for everybody. There's real estate templates, construction templates, therapist templates, the list goes on. You'll want to be vetting out whether or not there's website strategy included in your template, because that is a huge plus to this investment type. So what templates essentially do is they save you time by taking out the confusion of learning a whole new platform and also the guessing on which pages you should have, which copy sentences you should have, how much details you just should have on your services pages, you name it. They take out a lot of that guesswork, so they save you a ton of time because you really only have to swap out your images, your copy, your branding, your fonts, and that's pretty much it. So that's another cool plus. They save you time and they ideally make you more money with the baked in strategy, so you don't have to be thinking about the right layout for your sales page and all that. And on top of that, at least in my templates, I use the same amount of code I'd use to develop any custom site. So you're essentially getting the look and feel of a fully custom site without an investment anywhere near that size and without needing to know any code yourself. This makes it really fun because you can get a website that looks totally different than the average template, looks like you paid a couple $1,000 for it, but in reality, you only paid a couple hundred. Now, I'm definitely very biased as a designer whose whole brand is selling custom templates, but I personally think they're the perfect mid-tier investment to elevate your brand and take advantage of website strategy without spending thousands. So when is it the time for a premium designer-made template? I think it's when you've figured out your niche, you're excited about what you're doing, and are already making money in your business. Maybe just not enough to invest in fully custom design. Other measurements you can use are when you've made $4,000 to $10,000 in your business at least, or when you're a year or two into being self-employed, because typically those kind of go together. So once again, these are just kind of loose guideposts I put in if you're still on the fence about which level is right for you, then I think that's the perfect time to invest in a designer-made template. All right, last but not least, we have custom design. This one can range a lot. I mean, a lot. But I would say you're going to want to expect to spend at least $5,000 to $30,000 and beyond. I mean, there are intensives out there for like $5,000, so it doesn't have to be crazy. But depending on if you get custom branding as well, which I highly recommend, it's going to be a big investment. So custom design is obviously expensive. It's involved, and it can be a pretty long, drawn-out process, unless you have someone doing an intensive with you, which is a great workaround. But the pros are that it can do wonders for your brand if you can afford to invest in it. If you do go this route, like I said before, you should absolutely invest in custom branding as well as custom web design, because these two really work hand in hand. I don't think it's smart, and most designers won't even take a custom project if you don't have branding already. They might offer a mini branding package for you, which is a great way to kind of have a compromise there, but you don't want your DIY branding on a $5,000 website, because, you know, if you're going to go all in, you just got to go all in. And there are so many talented brand designers out there. So for this level of investment, prepare to, you know, have a bunch of discovery calls with multiple designers so that you can see who you vibe with, because you're going to be talking to them a lot. Whether it's over email or a bunch of meetings, you're gonna get kind of close with this person for at least the duration of your project. So you wanna like their energy. You of course wanna like their work. And I say this so that you can give them some creative freedom, because designers really thrive when they get that trust from their client to kind of experiment and try things out and really just make it their own craft. So take the time to find someone whose work you love instead of trying to shop based on price and mold that designer into what you want their style to be, it's probably not going to work out very well. But what's most important for this investment is that your business is ready for it, because it's quite a large one. Once again, ranging from 5 to 30K beyond. I mean, super big businesses pay over 100K for their websites. So it's a big investment, and you want to make sure it's not something, you know, that's going to really hurt your bottom line or put you in debt or anything crazy like that. So when is it the time for fully custom design? I think it's when your business is fully established and successful. It's supporting you full time and possibly even a team as well. That number could be 50K for you or 100K or 250K, but whatever it is, it needs to be fully supporting you, and it needs to line up so that no more than 10% of your revenue is being spent on new branding and a website. And it probably should be a little bit less, because that 10% is for all your marketing budget. So maybe even think 5 or 4%. But this also depends on how much you've saved prior. So if you've been side hustling for a year and you have a 50K saved for your business or something and you want to level up right away, that is never a bad idea, because professional branding will help your business grow way faster. It just makes everything click into place. But that is really it. So those are the three different options you have. Definitely take some time to think about which one's right for you. There are so many talented designers out there doing fully custom design. I'm going to be launching a service called a template restyle. So it's kind of a middle ground in between templates and custom design, where I'll be doing intensives with people and swapping out all their copy, colors, all that for them, so that it can be a truly hands-off experience, but still be a lower price point. But I'm also still offering templates for people that are at that level. And I still fully support people who are at the DIY level. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. That's what I did at first, and I actually recommend it to people. So please let me know if that helped you out. If you've been trying to decide what the heck to do with your website, you can always reach out to me in the DMs at Opal Templates on Instagram. But yeah, feel free to chat with me about what kind of website investment is right for you anytime.